The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Paul Brandis is the West Wing Report's founder and their White House Bureau Chief, and he joins me now. Paul, what had Donald Trump to say at the UN General Assembly today?
Well, it's always interesting when Donald Trump even shows up at the UN, Kieran. This is a president, of course, who has utter contempt for the UN, thinks it's largely worthless, the ultimate symbol of the globalism he hates, and on and on. Yet it's a global venue for him to stand before the world. He lives for the big show and the big audience, and that's what he got. I don't really think there were a lot of surprises. As usual, it was loaded with his usual grievances and false claims, everything from immigration to the Mideast and Ukraine. I can just go over these quickly. I mean, on immigration, he said that a lot of countries, and I'm quoting, are going to hell over their immigration policies. He blasted efforts to combat climate change. He calls it, and I'm quoting again, a green energy scam, and on and on and on. It was just sort of an hour-long grievance pity parade with false claims that are otherwise known as lies, I think, in some quarters.
So, I mean, to what degree should we attach importance to what he is saying? I mean, it comes with some level of importance, given it's Donald Trump, the U.S. president, saying it. Yeah. But does it give us any indication as to a new direction of travel, or is this just the same stuff, different day?
I think it's probably the latter, same stuff, different day. I mean, it was notable that, as you know, in the past few days, France, Britain, and other countries have now recognized a Palestinian state. Now, you might think that that might put some sort of pressure on Trump. There's a fair amount of support in this country, at least on the left side of the spectrum, for a Palestinian state. But Trump continues to stand shoulder to shoulder with Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister. He calls this a recognition of Palestinian state a, quote, reward for Hamas. I think it really shows that Trump really has a much less influence with Netanyahu than Trump would like to think. And then, of course, one of the other major issues, of course, the war in Ukraine. Trump has criticized European countries for not ending their purchases of Russian oil. Although, to be fair, those countries have really lowered that dependency pretty sharply since the war started, and I think they plan to end it completely by 2027. I mean, you can't turn the spigot off overnight. So that's sort of some of the big things here.
In terms of the UN or the U.S. relationship with the UN, he made this bizarre point that the building would have looked an awful lot nicer if he had been allowed to redecorate it. Apparently, he tendered for the job and didn't get it. I just imagine the Oval Office, but on steroids and the banks of the Hudson. But anyway, he talked as well specifically about some of the shortcomings of the UN. We'll take a little listen to this clip.
These are the two things I got from the United Nations, a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter. I didn't think of it at the time because I was too busy working to save millions of lives. That is the saving and stopping of these wars. But later I realized that the United Nations wasn't there for us. They weren't there. That being the case, what is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential, but it's not even coming close to living up to that potential. For the most part, at least for now, all they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up. It's empty words, and empty words don't solve war.
So, Paul, there'll be people listening, and broadly they might actually agree with some of that. I mean, there's no shortage of critics of the UN, and
sure.
I say that coming from a country that's very proud of our history in taking part in UN peacekeeping missions. We still have troops overseas as part of UN peacekeeping missions. At the same time, there'll be others who'll say this is a bit rich. I mean, one of the big body blows to the UN and UN credibility was a former Republican president in George W. Bush essentially sending Colin Powell in to lie about weapons of mass destruction and then thinking afterwards, you know what, to hell with it, we're going to invade Iraq anyway, regardless of what the UN say. And then Donald Trump today as well, talking about pulling the US out of the UN Human Rights Council. So you can't give out about it on the one hand and at the other work to undermine its credibility.
Well, the double standard is rather evident, as you correctly pointed out. I mean, again, it's this symbol of the globalism he hates. He wants America to go it alone, which is really impossible in a world that is more economically intertwined than ever, when things like migration and viruses don't respect international borders. You have got to work with other countries. He does not see it that way. It's obviously just a huge mistake. And the real estate comments were, those are pretty funny too. I mean, the UN obviously takes up a ton of really valuable real estate in Manhattan, but his, he's a developer and he thinks he could do a better job. That's just, it's just kind of a sort of a waste of time to listen to him talk about that stuff.
Paul, listen, thanks a million as always. Paul Brandis is the West Wing Report's founder and their White House Bureau Chief.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.